Radio Saudi.
Hey, cut up the station, it's about that time for Fila. Most likely he a small fry if he was stamped by Beehive. It's one in one station only, they got the streets on fire. So please do not touch the dial, cause we finna go live.
What's happening, what's happening, what's happening? Of course, you know it's your boy, B-Hop Buddy, yo, shout in. Hey, man, I got a new artist that's tearing up the streets right now as we speak. Lil Tyler, what's good with it, boss?
What it is, man, what it is?
I mean, Tyler, I had a chance to marinate on this music, boy. And you out here going crazy. First of all, you putting it down for the young players out here. I can appreciate that, okay?
For sure.
Coming out of Tallahassee with it, man. I mean, break down your flavor and what it is that you bring into the game, man.
Like, I be on some, like, smooth player-type stuff, like groovy-type beats. Cool player beats type stuff, yeah.
What was it like for you growing up in Tallahassee with it, man?
Oh, it was good. Like, both my parents together. I started playing soccer when I was little.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, playing basketball and stuff, playing sports with the family and stuff.
So now when it comes to your style and your creative process, when Tyler goes into that studio and it's time for you to turn that thing all the way up, yeah, how you go about cranking out these bangers, man?
Like what I need in the studio?
Yeah. Just your, like, so, okay, no, I'm going to take it this way with you. You having a regular day in this thing, and yeah, they say, hey, Tyler, you need to be in the studio from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. tonight.
Oh, hit the studio how I get right.
Come on now.
I got to have my snacks.
Come on now.
Got to have my drink.
Come on.
You know I got to have Mary Jane. And we good. I'm going to get in there and do my thing.
Being a young man in the game, though, man, I mean, what has that transition been like for you going from I'm in school every day to now I'm on the road chasing my dream?
It's been good. It's been good. I was nervous, like, at the beginning, like, when yeah, everything first started happening, because I ain't know nothing about the business, about rapping, none of that.
Yeah.
I ain't even really, like, want to be a rapper. I wasn't, like, rapping, like, take off for real. I was just rapping, like, because my friends was rapping and stuff.
Yeah. At what point did you realize that this was something that you were going to be able to pursue and have a career with, though, man?
When, like, it started going crazy. Like, I seen everybody hit my DM, promo pages. And,
yeah, yeah. What was the first song that went crazy that let you know, okay, it's time?
Law and Order.
Okay. That visual is hard as hell for that, yeah, too, as well, man. I mean, break down that bang and how you came up with that one.
Like, I been made that song, like, way before I shot the video. I made that, like, June, July, summertime. Like,
yes, sir. So
that was, like, my third song what I made.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a chance to marinate on a lot of this music, and then it was just refreshing to hear somebody just talking about having a good time and not whipping out their strap every damn 5 minutes.
Oh,
man.
Yeah,
what,
yeah,
was,
yeah,
it that made you say, you know what, I'm going to do this for the players, and I'm going to just, you know, stay away from the street stuff, yeah, so much?
Because everybody, like, on drill time, you got to be on some different, like, different time to catch somebody out. You got to do differently than what everybody else doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Leader.
And if you're trying to be, like, mm-hmm, mainstream global, like, you can't be with all that this and then killing and shooting. You're going to be on TV, Grammys, all that. You can't be doing that.
How do you feel about hip-hop right now, though? Because a lot of folks are saying that it's one of the most dangerous careers to have out here, man. Do you feel that way, or, I mean, how are you adjusting to everything?
It's dangerous, but, like, people make it more dangerous than it is. Like, they put themselves in more bad situations. But it is dangerous. Like, everything dangerous, for real. Everything nowadays is dangerous, for real. It's dangerous to be a rapper. It is, I ain't gonna lie.
Now, where you based now? Where you living?
Tallahassee. I still live in Tallahassee.
Okay. So, I mean, moving around in Tallahassee now, I mean, how is everybody reacting to the swag now that they done seen you done blow up in this thing?
Oh, they be chilling. Like, they see me, like, they want pictures and stuff. Cool. Yeah. And I'll take pictures with the kids, families and all that. I be liking it, yeah.
Dealing with the fans and dealing with the young ladies out here in the streets, Tyler. I mean, how's a player playing in this thing, man?
I just ain't cuffing them, you know?
Yeah.
I just be doing my thing, though.
Exactly, man. I mean, what did your family say when they looked up and they realized that this career was starting to take off? What did mom and dad have to say about this thing, man?
Crazy. Like, I was just rapping in my room. Like, I wasn't telling nobody.
Yeah.
But then, like, it was going viral. Like, my mama still ain't know. I ain't telling, because she don't be, like, on Instagram and stuff, for real.
Exactly.
But then, like, labels and stuff, like, we hit my phone, and my mom not in there. Like, I'm on the phone with the man. I'm like, man, I gotta go tell my mom. Like, ain't no way. Like, I had told her, then she was excited, but, like, she didn't think it was, like, what it was, for real.
Yeah.
Then, like, every day it kept going up and up, and, like, more people calling the phone, and she start getting, like, dang, she, yeah. She start getting nervous herself.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she loving it, huh?
okay, yo making that adjustment though, man. I mean, signing with the majors in this thing. Yeah. Everybody don't get an opportunity to be with the big boys, man. So, I mean, what has that experience been like dealing with? You got one of the greatest record reps of all time, Yancey, running around this thing, laying the smack down and having a real support system with you.
Yeah, it's been good. They help you out a lot. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
They help you out a lot. It's been good. Got a good team behind me.
Exactly. So now, I mean, as far as the shows, I mean, how has that been performing these songs, man?
Yeah, at the beginning, I was nervous. Like, I really just started, like, getting into, like, where I like the shows and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, when the crowd turned up, it felt good when you out there.
What was it that had you so nervous about the show, though, man? Because if you jamming, it's time.
Right. I don't know. Like, bro, when I was making my songs on the phone, when, like, they'll call me and be like, okay, now we got to get you in the studio. I'd be like, no, bro, just let me rap on the phone. Because I ain't want to rap in front of nobody.
Yeah.
So, like, I was just doing it in my room on my phone.
Yeah.
So, like, when it came to perform, I definitely didn't want to perform in front of nobody. But, like, I just got out there. I used to, like, stand in one spot and just talk. But like, I move around a little bit now. I got to get right.
I mean, speaking of that studio, I seen you in there vibing out with Lil Uzi, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, talk about getting in there with a young goat.
Well, I ain't gonna lie, that was crazy. Like, he just hit me up out of nowhere. I was in New York at dinner. He just hit me up, told me to pull up on him. Like, I ain't even reach out to him, nothing. I ain't gonna lie, that was a feature like I wasn't expecting. Like, I wasn't expecting, like, I'm gonna get one with Uzi. But yeah, that turned out hard. I ain't gonna lie.
Out of all of the artists that you were listening to before you was rapping, I mean, who are the ones that have showed you some love so far, man?
Chatland, Pat, Eloise, Shimmy, Wiz, Havin. Yeah, they're my top three. Like, I mess with them boys the most, for sure. C-Stunner, too.
Exactly. Cool. I mean, what about the Drake feature, man?
Drake, oh yeah, I need that. I ain't gonna lie, I need that. Champagne Poppy, I need that. I ain't gonna lie, you legendary, you get that.
So now, I mean, as far as being legendary, what do you think it's gonna take for you to get to that legendary status, though, Tyler?
Stay on the grind every day, keep pushing, like, don't ever give up, just keep working.
Traveling the world, man. I mean, what has it been like moving out of Tallahassee? Like, right now, you're moving around in the A-Town, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
what has that
be
been like?
It be feeling good seeing new stuff.
Yeah.
But everything don't be vacation like that. Everything vacation, we be working on it.
Break down that work ethic, though, too, because, see, that's the other thing. They watching the music video. They see backflipping, and they thinking to themselves, okay, Tyler having a time.
Yeah, we on the boat. We backflipping on the boat. We having fun, but, like, it's working. All right.
What was that like when you realized that, wait a minute, I just left school. I thought that was some work, but now I'm really working in this thing.
Really like that. Yesterday, I was doing a rehearsal, but oh my God, I was getting aggravated with that joint. Like, looking in the mirror at yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't see no point in it. But I ain't like, it helped though. It helped a little bit. Especially with my talking, because I don't know how to, like, talk to the crowd. But he was, like, helping me, like, what I need to say and
stuff. That mic control. I mean, but that's what makes the greatest great, because, I mean, I was talking to somebody the other day that said, you know, the difference between the regular artist and the biggest artist is that the biggest artist just outwork all the regular artists. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, what went through your mind when you realized that this thing was work and it wasn't just about getting to the studio and doing a show here and there?
Damn. Man. First time I realized that, probably like, when we hitting, like, they trying to fly outside and all that.
Yeah.
Like, we flying out. Then we got, I be doing, like, when I first learned, I do, like, 2-hour sessions. I do, like, 3 songs. We flying out. We got 8-hour sessions in the studio. I'm like, damn, yeah, this work, yeah. Got to be in there, lock in.
What is it that you love the most about the game, though, man?
The fans, the love, the show, too, like, that be turned.
I mean, what is the craziest thing you done had to deal with out of these fans, man? Because, you know, they could get crazy out here, Tyler.
The craziest thing, probably, like, I don't know. Ain't no crazy stuff really happen with no fans, for I ain't gonna lie. They be chilling.
Okay.
They really be chilling.
So now, when you talk about the show so far, what has been the biggest show that you done hit in the biggest stage, and what was that like for you?
Biggest show. Like, I ain't been on no big stages yet. Like, I just be doing, like, club shows, but, like, when, like, turned this one, probably, like, a team party I did, like Polk County, I ain't gonna lie.
Exactly.
Out there. And I did some stuff, like, SCY Gym came, it was turned into.
Okay, you know? Okay. Touching down in New York, though, man, being able to network with Uzi. Did Uzi even give you some game while you was in that world?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what did he lay on you?
He was like, don't let nobody fool you out your money. Like, he was like, you gotta learn how to do stuff yourself, like, cause You a kid and all, but you gotta learn how to manage your money yourself.
Yeah.
Cause your people, they, your people, they made it, but they ain't, where we at, they ain't had this type of money. Like, your mama, she know how to make money, but she ain't had this type of money.
Yeah.
So you gotta learn how to do it yourself, for real.
What has that been like, seeing the money coming in and having to deal with that?
It's crazy. And I don't know. I don't be knowing nothing about the business. I gotta learn. Like, it'd be crazy, though.
So
I'll be
learning, though. Add that part to it, though, too, because, see, you're learning your stage presence. You're learning your studio presence.
Yeah, when I first started, I didn't even know you had to buy beats. I'm on YouTube. You download all kind of beats. I ain't know you got to pay these producers, that type of stuff.
Okay, when it comes to producers and just artists collabing, man, who has been some of your favorite people to work with?
I ain't like Zaire.
Yeah.
I like P-Bell. He legit, too. Like, he young, like 14, I think.
Yeah.
I like Draco Made It. Vince Made the Beat.
Yeah.
It's like, I forgot his name. It's like Hefe Sway. Like, I don't know. A song with Uzi on one of his beats.
Yeah.
He from my city, too, I think. I like, goddamn, who else? Oh, Forever Rolling. Like, they hard. Forever Rolling. Tego. It's a lot of them.
Yeah.
I can't even name them all.
Answer me this, though, Tyler. When you ain't jamming and on stage and in the studio, what are you doing for it to have fun in this thing, man?
Chilling with my dogs, like playing a game or something. Yeah. Staying out of the way.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, what is that like being able to...
With the family type.
What is that like being able to have that downtime in the middle of it, too? Does it recharge you and get you ready to go back out?
Yeah. At the bedtime. At the bedtime when you chilling.
Exactly.
You be like, I got to get back to work, y'all.
So now break down the social media part of the game to me, though, man. I mean, TikTok's going crazy and all of this stuff. I mean, what is that like being a sensation on all of these social medias, too, man?
Well, that junk crazy. I don't even know how to use TikTok. I don't even use my TikTok. Like, my team be on me. They be telling me, do TikToks every day, get it going. Like, I don't like TikTok like that. But exactly. I'm going to start doing it because it be helping you, though, for real.
Exactly. I mean, at what point did you leave school and go into the music full time, man?
Like, close to like beginning when school started, like right after summer. Like, I was in school for like 2-3 months. Then, like, it just started getting crazy. Like, we traveling, missing school. Then, when I'm in the city, I got late studio sessions, waking up, tired in class and stuff. Then I just talked to my mama. Then we made like an agreement. She took me out, but I'm gonna get my GED though.
Now you got to get the education. I mean, what was it like having that tough conversation with mama? Say, "Hey, mama, I'm out here popping, but it's real. I know I need this education, but I mean, we got to figure something out."
Yeah, she wasn't going for it at first, but like it was building up day by day. Then, like by the time she was like, "All right," she understand.
Exactly, man. I mean, moving forward, man. I mean, any projects on the way? I mean, anything that folks need to be looking out for?
I got a mixtape that should be coming out like sometime in March.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many tracks on that thing, Tyler?
It's about 15 tracks. Okay. It's a lot of tracks on there. It's called My Vision.
Okay. Now, what is your vision then, Tyler?
Seeing myself at the top, the greatest, man. On Drake level, Drake level.
I mean, when you think about the greatest, man, I mean, what kind of advice have you been able to get from some of these OGs out here to help you to become the greatest?
Man, just be yourself. Like, don't fake it. Like, when you be yourself, more people gonna relate to you. Like, they gonna mess with you more when you genuine.
Do you feel like with all of these cameras and all of these folks watching you that it can be difficult sometimes to just be your damn self?
I just start like getting regular, like getting used to it. Like at the beginning, I used to be like nervous a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah. What was it that, you know, made you get over that hump? Is it just the repetition of showing up all the damn time, or did you just wake up one morning and say, you know what, forget this. I'm about to give y'all me today.
Yeah, probably doing it over and over, though. I ain't gonna lie. Doing more and more interviews help.
Now, we talked about what you loved about the game. What is it that you don't like so much about it, man?
Dang. What I don't like, I do not like that rehearsal. I don't like that rehearsal. The rehearsal and, like, dang, what else? Like, the haters, man. I don't like the haters, cuz.
My God.
But I don't tune into it, though.
Yeah.
But that junk did be weird. I don't like the haters. What else I don't like? It ain't too much on. I like I like everything about it for real.
Answer me this though too, man, because as a young man, I mean, see, back when I was 16, there wasn't no such thing as social media, so I only had about 30 haters in the high school I had to deal with. How are you dealing with these internet thugs, the internet haters?
Well, nah, I just don't read the comments. Now sometimes, like, I read a lot, I just be laughing, but like, I don't let them get to me.
Exactly, yeah. Man. I mean, Jada Waiter, another banger. Break that one down to me.
Oh yeah, that was like my second song I made. Yeah, I made that song before I made Law and Order.
Okay.
I thought that was going to be the one to go to. I didn't think it was going to be Law and Order.
I mean, when Jada said she was rocking with it, man, I mean, what did that do to you?
Well, that felt good.
Exactly.
Well, I was like, that's crazy. She's seeing it for real.
I mean, how does that make you feel, though, too, when you starting to get the respect and recognition from other artists in the game that say, you know what? Lil Tyler got next.
I feel like I'm on the way.
You see what I'm saying? I'm looking at Complex. They saying this who we need to be looking out for. I'm looking at all of these different magazines and stuff like that.
Yeah, I be feeling good. Like every time I open my phone, seeing myself. Yeah,
exactly. Lashley, Tyler, I mean, what is it that you want your fans to take from this My Vision project? And is there anything else you want them to know in this thing, man?
Man, finna be straight gas, no skills, all gas, no breaks, man. Just know that.
Also, though, when it comes to the songs on My Vision, I mean, what all are the topics that you're going to be touching on in this thing, man?
Player.
That's right.
Smooth.
Come on.
Groovy. With somewhere, I got one, like, I wouldn't say, like, pain, but, like, melodic. I don't got no pain songs, for real. I got, like, a melodic song, though.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Nah, I can dig it. Well, Tyler, appreciate you coming through this thing, man. Wish you nothing but the best and much success.
Appreciate you.
B-Hot Radio, shout it. Lil Tyler, I'll let y'all in a minute, man.
Ski.
We gone.